Today's Amud is Yevamos Yetesem and Aleph. We're holding on Yedchesem Abiz, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Maskefla Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara had quoted the Shita of Rabbi Yeshaya. The Girs of our Gemara actually is Rav Yeshaya. We're going to see Taisus on Yetesem and Aleph proves that the proper Girsa is really Rabbi Yeshaya. It was the Tano Rabbi Yeshaya, not the Amayra Rav Yeshaya. It was the Tano Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya was Mechadish, that Rab Shimon is very, very makel when it comes to Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. And Rab Shimon holds that even in the case where baby Levi is born before Shimon is Miab and Mrs. Ruvain, there is no Isser of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. So what's the case? You have two brothers, you have Ruvain and Shimon, and Ruvain is married to Mrs. Ruvain, and Ruvain dies without having any children. So now Mrs. Ruvain falls to Yibum to Shimon. And baby Levi is born before Shimon is ever Miaba Mrs. Ruvain. Baby Levi is now born. Now Levi is for sure, he's not allowed to be Miaba Mrs. Ruvain, because Mrs. Ruvain is an Eishes Achiv, Eishes Achshel Haya Ba'ilamai. Levi wasn't alive in this world at the same time as Ruvain. So Mrs. Ruvain for sure is Aser to Levi. So Shimon goes, and Shimon is Miaba Mrs. Ruvain. And then sometime later Shimon dies. So says Rabbi Yeshaya, that according to Rab Shimon, according to the Tana, according to the Shita of Rab Shimon, so Levi is actually allowed to be Miyabim Mrs. Ruvain. Now that Shimon was Miyabim her and that Shimon died, so now she becomes Mutter to Mrs. Levi. Now she becomes Mutter to Levi. Mrs. Ruvain becomes Mutter to Levi. And the Gemara asks at the Chayra, that doesn't make any sense. Once she was Nasra, once she was already Aser to Levi, so how does that Isser just go away? How could that Isser just vanish? L'chayra, Mrs. Ruvain, once she was already Aser to Levi, so we have the concept of Nesra, so that Isser should carry through for the rest of their lives. So how is Levi, just because Shimon was Miabimer, how is Levi now Mutter to Mrs. Ruvain? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answered a big yesod. The Gemara said that it's not true. You're assuming that there was a Nesra. You're assuming that Mrs. Ruvain became Aser to Levi. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. When Levi came into this world, Mrs. Ruvain never was falling to him. She never had a shame iser to him mitzad her ishas to Ruvain. She never fell to Ruvain. You assumed that as soon as Levi comes into this world, so now Mrs. Ruvain is there. She's waiting for one of the brothers to be miabim her. It could either be Shimon, it could be Levi. And Levi is not allowed to als ishas ach shohaya ba'ilamai. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. She doesn't even have an option of doing Yibam to Levi, because Reb Shimon holds yesh zika. And not only does he hold yesh zika, he holds that zika's mamish kikanus adamia. It's mamish makes it that's like they're married. So before Levi was born even, before Levi was born, the moment that Ruvain died, and Mrs. Ruvain fell to Shimon, even though Shimon was not yet miyabimer, as soon as she fell to Shimon, that zika that exists between Shimon and Mrs. Ruvain is so powerful, it's as if they're married. So when Levi is then born, even though Shimon was not yet miyabim Mrs. Ruvain, when Levi is then born, it's as if he's coming into a world where Mrs. Ruvain is already married to Shimon. It's like they already did the Yibam. It's true, the Yibam happened afterwards. But it's as if they already did the Yibam beforehand. Mamela, she wasn't even an option to Levi. She wasn't even on the market anymore to Levi. And being that she never had a shame Nesra, because she never fell to Levi, Mamela, once Shimon dies, so now she's actually Mutter to Levi. Because now she's falling out her marriage to Shimon, now she's becomes like a Mrs. Shimon. She never was Aser to Levi before, and now she's a Mrs. Shimon, so she's Mutter to Levi. That was the yesod of the Gemara, that Reb Shimon holds, that Yesh Zika, and that Zika is Kekanus Adamia. That's what Rabbi Yeshaya said within the Shita of Reb Shimon. That's what Rabbi Yeshaya said, that's the Shita of Reb Shimon. Now, it's just kedai to point out, because it's going to come up in the Gemara on Yetesem and Aleph, that in this story, where we had Reuven and Shimon that were brothers, and Reuven dies, and Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon, and then Levi is born, So we said that Reb Shimon holds that Zika, Yesh Zika, and Zika is Kekenusa Damir. It says if Mrs. Reuven was mamish married to Shimon, but by the time that Levi came into this world, in that case there was only one Yavam. But when Mrs. Reuven fell, it's, in the end of the story there's two, but when Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam, the only brother that was alive was Shimon. So there was one brother. So it's important to realize that when is it that Rabbi Yeshaya said, Badas Reb Shimon, that Yesh Zika and that Zika Kekenusa Damir, it was by a case of one Yavam. What would Reb Shimon hold if there's two Yavams? What would he say when in a case where there's two Yavams? That we never saw yet. All we saw is in a case where there's one Yavam, so that's when Reb Shimon says that Zika is this super strong thing that makes it Mamush Kekenusa, that it's as if she wasn't even falling to Levi. Now says the Gemara like this, Mask the Fur of Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the Kasha, you're telling me that according to Rav Shimon, Zika is this super, super strong bond. It's Mamish Kekenusa. Really? Ask the Gemara, ask Rav Yosef, Hashta Zika Umaymer Misafkalei Rav Shimon. I have a memory from Rav Shimon that even in a scenario where a Yavam did Maimer, which means he really has two things going for him. First of all, he has the Zika that was already there, and now he even did Maimer. He did this Kedushin Derabanan with the Shemer as Yavam. And even still, even after Maimer, so he has Zika and he has Maimer going for him, and still I'm going to show you that Reb Shimon holds it in such a case, there's a suffix about whether or not we view them as being bound together. So, Mesafkele Reb Shimon, I Kekenusa Damya, I Lav Kekenusa Damya. Reb Shimon was Mesupik, how much should we view them as if they're like a married couple? And yet, Zika the Chudami Bai. And you're telling me that even when there's just Zika, when there's now without Maimer, even when there's just Zika, when Levi comes into this world, Mrs. Reuven is off the market, she's already married to Shimon through the Zika, because Zika Kekenusa Damya, that was a case of Zika Lechudei, that was without even Maimer. But I'm going to show you that even when there is Maimer, Reb Shimon was only Mesopik if it's Kekenusa. Maihi, so what's the case? Where do I know it from? Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah, it says like this, Shleisha Achen Nisuin Shalish Nashim Nachriyois. You have three brothers who are each married to three random ladies. Again, not Gaisha ladies, it just means non-sisters. So you have Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and they're each married to their own separate wives that are not related to each other. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, Shimon to Mrs. Shimon, Levi to Mrs. Levi, and the women have no shaykhs to each other. Umeis echad mehem, and then Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, to both Shimon and Levi. Va'asa basheni maimer, and Shimon goes, and he does maimer with Mrs. Reuven. So midaraisa, Shimon is only married to Mrs. Shimon. He's not married bechlal to Mrs. Reuven. Midrabanan, through the maimer, he now has a second wife. He's also married to Mrs. Reuven. So umeis, and then Shimon dies. So the halacha is, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon now fall to Levi. The halacha is that hare elu chaltzais v'loy misyavmais. So the Tanakhama says that in such a scenario, Levi has to do Chalitza. He's not allowed to do Yibam Shenemar, like we have a drasha, perhaps just Nesmachta, the Chayr just Nesmachta, we have a drasha, that Umeis Echon Mehem Yavama Yavay Aleha. We darsha from this pasuk, that Misha Aleha Zikas Yavam Echad, Veloisha Aleha Zikas Shnei Yavamin. The only time that there's a mitzvah of Yibam is when there's a Zika that's coming Mikayach one Yavam. But any time there's a Zika that's coming Mikayach two Yavams, like in a case of Maimer, so then there is no mitzvah of Yibam. So Mrs. Reuven, since Shimon did Maimer with her, that's called having a Zika of two Yavams, because she's coming Mikayach Reuven, who she was fully married to. She's coming Mikayach Shimon, who did Maimer with her, so it's considered like she has a Zika Shnei Yavamin. Mamela, she's Aser to Levi. Once she's Aser to Levi, so now Mrs. Shimon, once Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Levi because she has a Zika Shnei Yavamin, so now Mrs. Shimon, it becomes her tzara. She becomes a tzara serva. Again, this is only midrabanan, so therefore the Tanakhama says that Levi has to do chalitza with them, and he's not allowed to do yibam. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. However, Reb Shimon says that no, miyabim le'ezeman sheyirtza v'chaylitz l'shnia. He could do yibam to either one, whichever one he wants, he could do yibam to. He could do yibam to Mrs. Reuven, or he could do Yibam to Mrs. Shimon. And then the second one, whichever one he doesn't do the Yibam with, so he has to do Chalitza. Yevumi tarvayuloi. He can't do Yibam with both of them. He can't be Miyabin both of them, even though you might say, what do you mean? One of them is coming Mikayach Ruvain. One of them is coming Mikayach Shimon. It's two separate bases. They're coming from two different houses. Two different, bases. And therefore maybe it could be Miyabin both of them. Says Rav Shimon Lai, no, you can't do that. Why not? Because the Dilma Yesh Zika, Vahavushte Yevamais Abayis, because maybe there is a lot of weight that we're supposed to give to the Zika. Maybe we're supposed to take it very seriously. And if so, we're supposed to view it like both Mrs. Rubin and Mrs. Shimon are really coming from Shimon. Because Yesh Zika, and maybe really Mrs. Rubin is coming Mikayach Shimon, in which case both of the women are coming from Shimon, and so Yavada, you can't be Miyabim, two people that are coming from the same brother. So that's why you can't be Miyabim, both of them. And also, Yevumi Chadev Ifter Idach, to say, oh, wait a second, if they're coming from the same house, they're coming from the same brother, the halacha is when you have two women coming from the same brother, so you do Yibam or Chalitza with one of them, and then the other one just goes away Memela. So here too also, maybe you should say, Yevumi Chadev Ifter Idach, that you should just do Yibam to one of them, and the other one should go out scot-free, because if Yesh Zika, so then they're both coming from Shemin, just do Yibam, and then the other one goes out scot-free, says the Gemara Allah, you can't do that, the Dilma Ein Zika. Because says Rav Shimon, maybe there isn't Zika. Maybe we're not supposed to take the Zika so seriously. Maybe Ein Zika Kikanusa, and if so, being that it's not Kikanusa, we don't view Mrs. Ruvain as being married to Shimon, Havu Luhu Shtei Yevama Yisabois Mishnei Batim. It comes out Mrs. Ruvain is coming from Ruvain, and Mrs. Shimon is coming from Shimon. They're coming from two different houses, and so they each require their own either Yibam or Chalitza. But you can't just pata one of them scot-free. So what do you see from here? This is the sheet of Reb Shimon. What do you see from Reb Shimon? That Alma, you see from here that even though in this case Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, and Afal Pikein Misafkale, and still Reb Shimon was Misupik, do we say that she's Kenusa Damia, or do we not say that she's Kenusa Damia? So this is the Kasha on Rabbi Yeshaya, who says that according to Reb Shimon, even when it's just Zika, Zika is so strong that Yesh Zika, that it's Kikanusa Damia, L'chayr, you see from here, not like that. You see from here, even though Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Ruvain, Reb Shimon is still Mesupik, do we say Kikanusa Damia or not Kikanusa Damia? V'chi Tema, so maybe you'll get out of the question, and you'll say that like this. You'll say, Midah Raisa Hachanami Yav Michado Miftur Achada. No, really Reb Shimon holds, that Yesh Zika. And he holds that Zika is Kikanusa Damia. And that's something that's Poshitim. It's not something that he has a suffix about. And so really, Mida Raisa, in this story, so Levi should just go ahead and do Yibam with either Mrs. Ruvain or Mrs. Shimon. He could do it with one of them. And then the other one will just go out scot-free because they're both coming from Shimon, because Zika Kikanusa Damia. That's all Mida Raisa. However, Mida Rabbanan Uda Aser, this that Reb Shimon said, to only do Yibam with one and then the Chalitza with the other, maybe the reason why Reb Shimon said that is because it's all derab mi derabbanon. It's a gzeira mishum shema yaimru that shnei yevameis abayis mishnei batim chadim yam mavidach miftura b'lay klom. It's because in this case it looks bad. It looks like Mrs. Ruvain is coming from Ruvain, and that Mrs. Shimon is coming from Shimon. And if Levi would just be miyabim one of them, and we would say that the other one goes out scot-free, because really we know that it's like they're both coming from Shimon, because Zika Kikanusa Damia, other people who see this going on, they might not realize that. They might assume that this is a case of one woman who's coming from Reuven, another woman who's coming from Shimon, and that the halacha in such a case, when you have two women coming from even two different batim, is that you do Yibam or Chalitza on one of them, and then the other one goes out scot-free. That's what the onlooker might assume. And because of that, maybe that's the Pshan and Reb Shimon. Really, Midah Raisa Avada Zika Kikanusa Damya. And therefore, you could just do Yibam on one, and the other one goes out scot-free. However, he said over here to do Yibam, and then to also do Chalitza on the second one, because of this Chashash, because of this Gezerah, that maybe people will see this and get the wrong idea. Maybe that's what you'll say to get out of this question, meaning maybe really Rabbi Yishai is right. Maybe Rabbi Yishai is right that Zika is Kikanusa, and over here was just a special din, it was a Gzeira. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. You can't say that over here was just the Gzeira. Because v'hataymed Rav Shimon, misham maimer v'lav maimer hi. We know what Rav Shimon's reason in this braisa was. It wasn't because of Gzeira. It was because he was taka misupik about whether or not maimer works. Now it's important to point out that although we had that in the Shakla V'tarya, on the top of the Amud, that that was the reason for Rav Shimon, that he was misupik if maimer works or maimer doesn't work, it seems from the Gemara that that wasn't Rav Shimon talking, that was Rav Yosef explaining Rav Shimon. All Rav Shimon said was that in this case, Levi has to do Yibam to one and the Chalitza to the other. Rav Yosef, who asked this question, was explaining it, that the pshat is because Rav Shimon was misupik if Maimer works or Maimer doesn't work. Says the Gemara, no, maybe that's not the pshat in Rav Shimon. Maybe the pshat in Rav Shimon is that it's just a Gzeira, to which the Gemara says, no, I'll prove it to you that it's because of he was misupik about Maimer. How am I going to prove it to you that the pshat in Rav Shimon is that he was misupik about Maimer? Because it's Mefersh HaBraisa, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Lahem Rav Shimon the Chachamim, Rav Shimon explained his Shita. He said to the Chachamim, he said that I'm telling you I'm right, because you have a suffix. In Mamare Shal Shani Maimer, if the second one's Maimer, if Shimon's Maimer, if that was kind of her, so then Esha Shani Hubayel. So then it comes out, Mrs. Reuven is really Shimon's wife. And if so, being that she's Shimon's wife, why can't Levi do Yibam with her? They're both coming from Shimon. She doesn't have a Zika Shnei Yivamin. If the Maimer's kind of her, so then she's Shimon's wife. Meaning the Tanakhama said that you can't, that they're both Aser because Mrs. Reuven is as a Zika Shnei Yivamin. Ask from Shimon to the Chachamim. You don't make any sense. Mimanavshach. If the Zika is very powerful, if the Maimer was kind of her, so then now she's Kekanusa, so then she's just Isha Shimon. She's just Mrs. Shimon. She's just Mrs. Reuven becomes another wife of, she's Mrs. Shimon the second. And if so, there should be no problem to do even with her. She doesn't have a Zika Shnei Yavamin. And if you're not gonna take it very seriously, the fact that Shimon did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so then Isha Reuven Hubayel. So then she's just Isha Reuven. The point is that there should be nothing wrong with Bimiyabim her. So you see that what was the Pshat in Rav Shimon? That Rav Shimon was Misupik. Taka wasn't sure. He didn't tell the Chachamim, I'm telling you, Maimer is kaina, and therefore it should be mutter. That wasn't what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon seems to be misupik about it. He seems to be misupik about whether or not Maimer is kaina. So how could you tell me, Rabbi Yishaya, how could Rabbi Yishaya tell me that even in a case where there's no Maimer, when there's just Zika, the Shita of Rav Shimon is at Yesh Zika and Zika Kekanusa, I see over here that even when Shimon does Maimer, Rabbi Shimon is still Mesupik about whether or not it's Kekanusa or not Kekanusa. So says the Gemara, Tarot's like this. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye. Abaye answered Rabbi Yosef's kasha. It's something that we alluded to before. Says Abaye, V'loi shani lach bein zikas yavamecha the zikas shnei yavamin. You don't differentiate between when there's a zika to one yavam and a zika to two yavams. In this case that the Gemara is quoting right now, that Rabbi Yosef asked from, there was a zika to two different yavams, right? Because when Reuven died, Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon, and also to Levi. They were both around. There were two Yavams there. In Rabbi Shimon's case, like we pointed out before, when Reuven died, Mrs. Reuven fell just to Shimon, and then Levi was born. But when Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam, there was just one Yavam. So says Abaye, you don't differentiate between when there's one Yavam and two Yavams? Dilma ki amar Rabbi Shimon zika kekanusa damia, that's biyavam echad. Maybe when is it that Rabbi Shimon holds that the zika is kekanusa? That's in that case that Rabbi Yishaya spoke about, where there was one yavam when Reuven died, and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so it's like she's Shimon's wife, she's mama Shimon's wife, when Levi is then born, so we don't have a din of Nesra because she's already Shimon's wife, because zika is kekanusa, but that's because there's only one yavam. Ava b'shnei yavam in lai, but when there's two yavams, so then there's no din of Zika Kikanusa. And that's why in this case with the Maimer, Rav Shimon says that there's a suffix if it's Kikanusa or not Kikanusa. Because in this case, there was two Yavams, and that's why he was misupik about it. So that's what Abaye says to get out of Rav Yosef's Kasha, is that there's a difference between when there's one Yavam and when there's two Yavams. However, ask the Gemara, does Rav Shimon really differentiate between one Yavams and two Yavams? Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you even in the case of one Yavam. I'll prove it to you even from a case of one Yavam that the Shita of Rav Shimon is that Zika does not make a Kanusa. Zika does not make it that they're mamish, a married couple. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Klal Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said a Klal, that Kol Shahaleda Kaidemes L'Nesuin, any time that baby Levi, any time the Leda, any time baby Levi is born, Kaidem L'Nesuin, before Shimon, is Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. I mean, this seems to be the exact case that we spoke about, that Rabbi Yishaya spoke about. You have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. And the Braisa seems to say that Rav Shimon says a klal that any time Levi, any time baby Levi is born before Shimon's nesuin with Mrs. Reuven, so then Mrs. Reuven is completely usher to him. Because she's Eishes Ach Shalhaya Ba'ilamai, even after Shimon dies, she'll remain Eishes Ach Shalhaya Ba'ilamai because she already has a Nesra, because Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabimer. Nesuin, Kaidim Leida, it's only in a case where Shimon was Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven, before baby Levi is born, so then, Oichelat says, Oimis Yavemes, so then Reb Shimon holds that then you don't have a case of Eishes Ach Shalhaya Ba'ilamai because Mrs. Reuven is only falling to Levi for the first time from Shimon, and Shimon and Levi were around in the world at the same time. So my love be Yavam Echad. L'chayr, the cases as we just described, there was one Yavam. At first, when Reuven died, Reuven only had one brother. He had one brother, Shimon, and yet still the Katani, it says that in the scenario where Levi is born before Shimon is Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven, so then Levi is forever usher to Mrs. Reuven. Now, if you are right that Zika Kikanusa, when there's one Yavam, that Zika's Kikanusa, so then even in this case, that Mrs. Reuven should be mutter to Levi, because when Levi is born, so Mrs. Reuven's already Shimon's wife, even though Shimon wasn't miyabim her, but through the Zika Kikanusa, so it comes out Mrs. Reuven was already Shimon's wife. And if so, being that she was already Shimon's wife, she doesn't have a Nesra, she was never Nesra to Levi. So why does the Mishnah say, why does the Braisa say, Leichiletzes, Lemes Yavemes? I thought by one brother, Yesh Zika and Zika Kikanusa. So says the Gemara, Loi Bishnei Yavamin. I'll make a new kimta that when the Braisa says this klal, it's talking about a case where there were two brothers. When Reuven died, so beside Shimon, there was another bracha, there was another brother. We could call him Yisachar, whatever you want to call the other brother, there was another brother, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. So since there was another brother, that's why in this case we don't have Zika Kikanusa, and if Levi comes into the picture, if baby Levi comes into the picture before Shimon is Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, so it comes out she was already nested. She already became Aser to Levi because we don't have a Zika, or at least on the level of Zika Kikanusa. We don't have such a strong level Zika. And Mimela, she's on the market to Levi theoretically, and she's already Aser to Levi. So Mimela, she'll remain with that Iser forever. She'll remain with that Iser. That's the Pshan in the Braisa. We're talking about a case where there's two Yavams. Well, ask the Gemara. Of a biyavam echanai. So what would be the din when there's one yavam? You're telling me that hachanami oichilatzes oimis yavemes? You're telling me that enachanami, by a case of one yavam, so then even if Levi is born before Shimon is miyabim, Mrs. Reuven, if Levi is born, he'll be mutter to her, and if Shimon dies, it'll be chilatzes oimis yavemes, because in such a case we'll have a zika kikanusa. Yehachi, if that's true, so then the Braisa should have mentioned that. The Braisa should have said that the tani nesuin kaidim ilaleidam. Why does the Braisa have to differentiate between whether the Nesuin came first or the Leida came first? Why does the Braisa have to say that if Shimon was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven first, before baby Levi was born, so then baby Levi is mutter to Mrs. Reuven? Say a bigger Chiddush. Liflik velisni bedida. Say a Chiddush even within this case of baby Levi being born first. Even when baby Levi is born before Shimon is Miyabe Rabbi Mrs. Ruvain, we could be mechalik and we could say that this, that it's aser b'medvar mamurim b'shnei yavamim, shall only become aser to Levi when there's two yavams, because then you don't have zikik kikanusa. But when you have one yavam, so then it could even be that there are chalatzis like mis yavamis. So why don't we differentiate even within the case when Levi is born first? So says the Gemara, because kulu b'shnei yavamim kamayri. The Braisa was speaking about a case that's always true when there's two yavams. We wanted to speak about a case when there's two yavams, and being that we were speaking about a case when there's two yavams, so then there's never a case that Levi is born first, that baby Levi is born before Shimon is Me'abe Mrs. Ruvain, that he'll be mutter to Mrs. Ruvain. Because the Braisa is speaking about a case where there are two yavams. However, asks the Gemara, so it comes out though, then this isn't really much of a klal. You can't say a klal any time Levi is born before Shimon is Miavi Mrs. Ruvain, so then Levi is always going to be Aser to Mrs. Ruvain. And if Shimon is Miavi Mrs. Ruvain before Levi is born, only afterwards Levi is born, so then Levi is Mutter to Mrs. Ruvain. That's not a klal, depends. That's true if you have two Yavams. But if you have one Yavam, so then even in a case when baby Levi is born first, even in the case where he's born before Shimon is Miyabi Mrs. Ruvain, it's going to come out that Levi is mother to Mrs. Ruvain. So if the Elamai Klala asked the Gemara, so why does the Braisa say Klala or Reb Shimon? That this is a rule that sounds like it's always going to be true. It's a rule, but it's not really much of a rule. The rule only exists, it only works when there's two Yavams. When there's one Yavam, that rule doesn't exist. Va'oid asked the Gemara, and the Gemara is never really going to come back to answer this question, which is interesting. The Gemara is going to answer the next question. The Gemara is not going to come back to this question. It comes out we have a kasha. The Braisa seems to be saying a rule, which would mean that it has to be true even when there's one Yavam, and it's saying not like Rabbi Yosha, like Rabbi Yeshaya. It's saying that even when there's one Yavam, it seems to be saying a klal, which would make us believe that it's true even when there's one Yavam. That if baby Levi is born first, so then there's a din Esra, so then Mrs. Reuben is always going to be Aser to him, even when there's only one Yavam. So the Gemara, that doesn't come back to this. The Aruch Haner explains the Gemara didn't have to answer it, because the answer to this question is Pashat. And that's because of a rule that the Chazal say often, that Ein Lemeidim Min HaKlal, that you can't learn things from a klal, even when it says Chutz, even when it says a klal, except for this case, Lemaisa, there are other exceptions. Every rule has an exception. And therefore, even though the Braisa says it as a rule, you can't learn from here that it's dafka, and that it's true no matter how many yavams there are. It could be in a chanami, when there's one yavam, the halacha changes, and that's not much of a, you can't really ask such, it's not really such a kasha from the Braisa. However, the Gemara does ask that, va'oi, we have another kasha, that masiv Rav Yeshaya asks, Rav Yeshaya is asking on who? On the Rebbe Yeshaya. So this is where Taisus proves that before, it's not Rav Yeshaya, before it's Rebbe Yeshaya, and Rebbe Yeshaya and Rav Yeshaya are two different people. Rebbe Yeshaya is a Tana, Rav Yeshaya is an Amira. So the Amira, Rav Yeshaya, is asking on Rebbe Yeshaya. The Braisa says like this, that Shleisha Achin, you have three brothers, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehen nesuin shtei achyos. And Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, a Isha or Bita, where Reuven is married to a mother, and Shimon is married to that mother's daughter, so they're married to a mother and daughter, a Isha Ubas Bita, where Reuven and Shimon are married to a mother and to her granddaughter, a Isha Ubas Bina, or a granddaughter from a son. The halacha is in all these cases, the Yisoid is the same. The Yisoid is that when Reuven and Shimon die, so you're going to have two people falling to Levi, two women falling to Levi, who they're both together, they're not going to be mutter to Levi. Let's say in the case of two sisters. If Reuven is married to Rachel and Shimon is married to Leah, and Reuven and Shimon die without having any children, so Rachel and Leah now fall to Levi, so Levi can't, both of them are achay sekukasei, they're both an erva of the other one who's zakuk to him. Rachel is an erva of Leah, and Leah is an erva of Rachel. And so therefore, and same thing if it's Isha Ubita, or Isha Ubasbita, Ubasbina, whatever the case is, it's the Yisoid is the same, that it's an Isha together with her erva that are falling to Yibam. So in such a case, the halacha is, Arei Elu Chaltzeis V'Lei Misyavmais. Says the Tanakamim, because each one of them is a Krayvas Zikukasai, so the halacha is that Levi has to do Chalitza to both of them. This Isser of Zika is only Durabanan, so he has to do Chalitza, but he's not allowed to be Miyabim them, because Midurabanan, each one of them is a Tsaras Erva, so therefore you can't do Yibam, instead he has to do Chalitza. Reb Shimon Paiter. Yet Reb Shimon says that no, they're Pater. Seemingly Reb Shimon Paiter, Luchaira means, and he says that he doesn't even need to do Chalitza. They're both completely Pater. Now ask the Gemara, V'isal kadaitach kesaver Reb Shimon zikik kenusa damyo. And if you're going to tell me that Reb Shimon holds that Zika is kekenusa damya, so then why are both of them potter? Liyabim lekamaisa v'tifter idach. Let him do yibam with whichever lady fell first, because whichever, meaning let's say Reuven died first. So if Reuven died first, Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. If Reuven died first, so Rachel already fell now to Levi. And so now she's already zakuk to Levi, and Zika kekenusa damya, and she's mutter to Levi. So now when Shimon then dies, Leah, his wife, Shimon's wife Leah, she is going to be an erva. She's achle zikukasai. But whoever died first, so his wife should be mutter. If you hold ye zika, zika kekenusa damya, so ask the Gemara, liyabim lekamaisa v'tifter idach. Why don't we say that Levi could be miyabim Reuven's wife Rachel, and then Shimon will go, and then Shimon's wife Leah, she'll go out scot free because she'll be the kriva of Levi's wife. She'll be achis ishtai. So Amram, meaning so this is a kasha on Rabbi Yeshaya. How can you, Rabbi Yeshaya, say that Rabbi Shimon holds zika kekenusa damya? If Rabbi Shimon really holds that zika kekenusa damya, so then in this case. In this case, if Reb Shimon holds Zika Kikanusa Damya, we should say that Levi is mutter to Rachel and Leah should go out scot free. And Reb Shimon says, it's that the Braisa says that Reb Shimon was Paiter. It sounds like Reb Shimon says that they're both Pater. And says the Gemara, so says the Gemara to answer that Amr of Amram, my Paiter Nami Paiter Bishnia, Enachanami, that's what Reb Shimon meant. When the Braisa says that Rabbi Shimon Paiter, that Rabbi Shimon says that the lady goes away scot-free, he doesn't mean that both of them go out scot-free. He means that Levi is supposed to marry the first one, and then the second one goes out scot-free, exactly like you just explained. That's the reason, because Zika Kikanusa Damya, so he's allowed to marry the first one, and then the second one goes away scot-free, exactly like you just said. That's how Rav Amram explains Rabbi Shimon. However, ask the Gemara, V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Shimon Paiter Shtehan. The Reb Shimon says that both of them are Pater. So you're right. You could say Pater Bishnia if you were just coming to explain. Really, it's a Mishnah. If you were just coming to explain this Mishnah, so yeah, you could get away with it. You could get away with explaining that when he says Pater, he really just means Pater by the Shnia. But Lamaisa, the Brice is Mefurish. The Brice is explaining the Mishnah. It says extra. It says more words, and it says that when Reb Shimon was Pater, he meant Pater Bishtehan. That he says that both Rachel and Leah are both Pater. Now, if Zika Kikanusa, so why would both of them be Potter? So Amar Rava says Rava to explain that no, really it's like Rav Amram suggested. Really, the only one who's Potter is the Shnia. So who's Shtayan? If really the only one that's Potter is Shimon's wife, Reuven's wife, since Reuven died first, Reuven's wife is really Mutter to Levi. The only one who's Potter is Shimon's wife. So why does it say Shtayan? Why does it say Belash and Rabin? So Amar Rava, Rava explains because it's Shnia Shabizug Zeh, Vashnia Shabizug Zeh. The way Rashi explains is that Rav is telling us like this, that when the Mishnah said that the case is talking about where you have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, mother and granddaughter, or a mother and a granddaughter from the son, it's not talking about four separate cases. It's talking about where each one of them had four wives. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. Reuven was also married to another lady, and Shimon was married to that lady's daughter. Reuven was also married to a third lady, and Shimon was married to that lady's granddaughter from her daughter. Reuven was also married to a fourth lady, and Shimon was married to that lady's granddaughter from her son. So it's talking about where they each had four wives, and then Reuven and Shimon die, so you have these eight women that are knocking on Levi's door. So says Reb Shimon, he's Paiter b'shtehen. Shtehen says Rava, it means the second one, it means Shimon's wives, it means all the second ones. The second one of all the women that Reuben is married to. So Levi is mutter to Rachel, he's also to Leah. He's mutter to the mother that Reuben is married to, but he's also to the daughter that Shimon's married to. He's mutter to the mother that Reuben is married to, and also to the granddaughter that Shimon's married to, and the other granddaughter that Shimon's married to. He's paiter b'shtehen means all the second ones. All of the second one who died, wives, that's who Levi is usher to. That's the pshat in Reb Shimon. That's what Rava says. However, says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara that katayi Rava ba'ar bezuge. That Rava made a total mistake when he said this. That the Braisa, that the Mishnah is talking about, where the person is married to four different wives, that they're each married to four women, that's a total mistake. Chada, first of all, it's not meduyik like that. Da'ai katani. The Mishnah says, I this. It doesn't say that Reuven's married to all four, and that Shimon's married to all four. It says, I, that they're either married to sisters, or they're married to a mother and daughter, or a mother and granddaughter. It says, I. It doesn't say and. And another question, another reason why it's not meduyik like Rava, is because Rabbi Shimon Paiter ba'ar basami ba'ilei. Because then the Braisa shouldn't have said shtehen. The Braisa should have said that according to Rabbi Shimon, Levi is pater ba'ar basam with all four of Shimon's wives. Not shtehen, not two of them. He's also by all four of them. And furthermore, it's mafurish in the Braisa, not like Rava. The Braisa says, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Reb Shimon Paiter b'shteya min ha-chalitza min ha-yibam. Reb Shimon explained himself that they're both pater from chalitza and from yibam, meaning both Rachel and Leah, Reuven's wife Rachel and Shimon's wife Leah, they're both pater from yibam and chalitza. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, v'isha elachaisa leisikach letzrar, that you're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister. And he darshan that b'shah should Nasu, Tzare, Zulazu, in this type of case where Reuben and Shimon die, and two sisters become tzaris to each other through Zika, lo yehei lecha likuchen afilu ba'achas mehen, they are not even allowed to marry one of them. That's from Shimon's Makari. Darshan's it from a pasuk, that when in Mamash, in this scenario where Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters, that Levi is also to both of them. He's not even allowed to be miyabim one of them, and that's why there's not even a chiyuv chalitza. He darshan's from a pasuk that they're completely potter. So he's clear what his reason is. He doesn't just hold that he's potter from the second one. He's mamish potter from both of them. So this is now a kasha on Rabbi Yeshaya. How could Rabbi Yeshaya say that according to Rabbi Shimon Yesh Zika and Zika Kikanusa Damya? If Zika is Kikanusa Damya, so then why is the din over here that according to Rabbi Shimon, both Rachel and Leah are potter? Rachel should be mutter. If Reuven died first, whichever one died first, so that one's wife should be mutter. So says the Gemara, Ella Amr of Ashi, to answer the question, that Eden Afal Bezeacher Zehachanami. Ain't a Chanami, you're right. In a case where Reuven died first, where one brother died before the other one, so then Ain't a Chanami, you're right. He could be miyabbing that one's wife, and the other one will become Pater, because Zika Kikanusadamya. So you're 100% right. However, Hacha B'mayaskinon, what's the Mishnah discussing? This, the Reb Shimon said that they're pater b'shteihen, that they're both pater. What's that case? It's the nafal b'vas achas. We're talking about a case that Reuven and Shimon died at the exact same millisecond. Being that they died at the exact same second, so there is Zika Kikanusa is not going to help you. They both died at the exact same moment, and that's why they're both pater. Now, that's command impossible. I mean, even if they're both connected, let's say a case. I was thinking, if you have Reuven and Shimon that are alive through being connected to a plug, and you pull the plug, and even still, in all likelihood, one of them is going to, their heart's going to stop beating, or whatever the definition of death is, one of them is going to die before the other one. Then how could they both die at exactly the same millisecond? Says the Gemara, it's taka machleikis about that in Shas, whether it's efshel litzamtzim or efshel litzamtzim. Is it even possible that two people could die at the exact same time? Reb Shimon Savar lo kerb yaisi anglili damar. So you'll have to say that Reb Shimon holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that it is possible for two things to happen at the exact same moment. And being that it is possible, that's the case, we could say that that's the case of the Mishnah, and in a Chanami, if one of them died before the other, so you're right, Zika Kikanusa, and Reb Shimon would tell you he could be Minyabing the first one's wife, and then the second one will be Pater. However, the case of the Mishnah is where they both died at the exact same time, and that's why the halacha is that Reb Shimon was Pater, and there's no kasha from here on what Rabbi Yeshaya said.